Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, January 22nd, 2019. I'm Zach Hall. The big story today is Apple Pay coming soon to Target, Taco Bell, and more top U.S. retail locations. Apple made the announcement today that its mobile payment service is finally reaching in-store checkout at Target stores, Taco Bell, Hy-Vee supermarkets in the Midwest, Speedway convenience stores, and the fast food chain Jack in the Box. Apple says this means Apple Pay is accepted at 74 out of the top 100 merchants in the U.S. and 65% of all retail locations across the country. Notably absent from that list is Walmart, which has stubbornly resisted mobile payment services from iPhone and Apple Watch, relying instead on its QR code-based Walmart Pay feature within the Walmart app. The difference with Apple Pay is customers simply wave their iPhone or Apple Watch over a wireless payment terminal, and the transaction is made privately and securely. Walmart Pay, instead, is targeted toward tracking buyer purchases over time. As for Apple Pay, Apple says it will reach all 1,850 Target stores across the U.S. in the coming weeks, starting today at Hy-Vee, and in the next few months at Taco Bell and Jack in the Box locations. Apple Pay also recently picked up CVS, Costco, and 7-Eleven as Apple Pay merchants. Before now, Target was limited to purchases through the Target app for in-store pickup with Apple Pay, but not in stores. And in our daily AirPower update, Digitimes is reporting that AirPower will be available later in 2019, further suggesting Apple still plans to release its wireless charging mat for iPhone, Apple Watch, and AirPods. The report focuses on key suppliers who will benefit from AirPower's production and calls AirPower's release imminent at one point, contradicting when it believes AirPower could ship soon or later this year. We'll keep watching. And in iPhone news, the Wall Street Journal has published two reports on future iPhones and iPhone production. First, the WSJ believes Apple will drop LCD screens on all new iPhones next year, making the successor to the iPhone XR this year the last new iPhone to ship without an OLED screen. For comparison, Apple has used OLED on all Apple Watches since the original. Apple has yet to move the iPad and any Mac displays from LCD to OLED. As of today, only the iPhone X, XS, and XS Max use OLED screens, which have dramatically higher contrast compared to LCD screens. And the WSJ also reports that Apple is making progress with plans to start flagship iPhone production in India, a step that could help it control pricing and expand its market reach in the massive country. To date, Apple has only produced the iPhone SE and iPhone 6S in India, but not iPhone 7 or newer. And in app news, Pixelmator Pro on the Mac has a new update out that adds new color tags for organizing layers, filtering and search for finding the right layer, new clipping mask for clipping one layer to match the shape of another, and new quick opacity and blending mode settings in the layer sidebar. And Spotify is reportedly testing an iOS update that will let users block artists so you can avoid seeing music from artists that you dislike. Finally, Apple is holding its latest internal wellness challenge across retail and corporate employees. And the prize? A new custom sport loop band with a black strap and accented color connectors that match the color of the three activity rings for stand, move, and exercise. This follows a similar custom black nylon woven strap with an activity ring colored loop from last year and one more band to try and acquire for my collection. Neither activity themed band are sold in stores, however, as both are only made for the Internal Wellness Challenge winners. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5mac Daily in Apple Podcasts or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.